Once when my mother asked my father to build her a small utility closet, he asked, "Can't we just call the man?" In his mind, there's always a man who does these things, and I agree. When faced with home improvement, I always calculate the cost of hiring someone versus the cost of doing it myself, and then adding the cost of an emergency room visit. Yet there I was on a Sunday night with the harebrained idea to remove the carpet from the stairs. I started pulling nails, glue, staples, and rows of little pieces of wood with tiny little tacks every 16th of an inch, all sharp, all puncturing my fingertips. Ow, 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 ow! Is not the sound you want coming from your carpenter. Soon, though, the carpet was up, the nails mostly removed, and the floor looked atrocious. To Lowe's on Monday for stain, red oak to cover up the glue, which wasn't up, the gouging left by the screwdriver. Yeah, I got a little frustrated, and whatever those black streaks were. "You are going to sand it first," a man with a smock asked. "Of course. What do you think, I'm an idiot?" I didn't give him the chance to answer. I borrowed a friend's sander the next day. "Next time I'll use a mask, though. A lot of dust when you sand. Not good to breathe air you can see." The next day I stained. It was too dark. I splattered it on the beige walls, and when finished I found one of the nails I missed in the bottom of my foot. So now I've got steps with clumps of stain on them, an infected heel, and a house that smells like a tannery. What to do now? Call the man? Never. I know, I'll just paint over the stain. "Why don't you just sand it and start again?" the same man with the same smock asked when I returned to Lowe's. I coughed to clear my throat. I could feel dust in my lungs. I want to paint it white. White? I wouldn't do that. But if you're going to, you'll need a primer. Huh? "It goes over the stain before the paint goes on. Can't I just paint over the stain?" I asked. It went on like this until an old woman came by and asked him an intelligent question. He seemed relieved. I bought the primer, the paint, another brush. I returned to the stairs. Two coats of primer, two coats of white paint, all was good until I noticed the residue of red oak still oozing out the sides of the steps and onto the beige walls. It looked like the area had internal bleeding. Two more trips to Lowe's, two cans of beige paint, both not exactly the beige I needed. I used both, though, figuring they would both magically congeal to make the color I wanted. Now, I know I was supposed to feel this great sense of satisfaction at doing the job myself, and I might have, had it not been for the asbestos in my lungs and the three shades of beige on my walls. What was really maddening, as it turned out, the walls were the exact color of the masking tape, the same masking tape I forgot to put down to protect them in the first place. Something tells me the man would have remembered to do that.